Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With just 3 weeks to go until Election Day, Boston mayoral candidates John Connolly and Marty Walsh went head-to-head last night in their first broadcast debate. Among the issues were education, jobs, law enforcement, and transportation, as the candidates tried to distinguish themselves to Boston voters. But, as WBUR's David Scharfenberg reports, they had tough competition for the city's attention.
A 1-0 game as the ninth inning rolls in here in Game 3. It'll be Pedroia, Ortiz, and Napoli.
Even the reporters on hand to cover the debate were stealing glances at the Red Sox-Tigers playoff. But for those who paid attention, it was pretty clear from the start where the mayoral hopefuls wanted to take the forum. Asked to speak to the most important differences between the candidates, State Representative Marty Walsh focused on his blue-collar upbringing.
I grew up in Dorchester. As a young kid, I overcame cancer. As a young adult, I overcame alcoholism. It's kind of shaped me who I am today.
City Councilor John Connolly went straight to his signature issue, education.
What I bring to this race and what I hope to bring as mayor is my experience as a former teacher going into the classroom every day for 3 years.
Education was a central issue in the debate, and that played into Connolly's hands. He said he'd cut the district's bureaucracy and push resources to the schools. When the debate turned to fiscal issues, Connolly went on the offensive, suggesting Walsh, a longtime labor leader who's benefited from substantial union spending in the race, cannot be trusted to negotiate with the city's unions.
I'm just concerned that when your campaign is taking over $1 million in outside money, you also work in two roles for these unions, that will influence what you do when you're mayor.
Walsh, for his part, said his relationships with union leaders would put him in a strong position to negotiate labor contracts. That focus on relationships, on the human side of politics, was a recurring theme in the debate. The state rep suggested his ties to Beacon Hill would yield dividends for the city. And when talk turned to questions of police misconduct, Walsh turned to an anecdote.
I was in Dudley the other day walking through the business district, and a couple of young men came up to me and they were talking about how they were walking down the street. Police officer pulled up to them, asked them what was going on. They were doing nothing wrong. They were intimidated by that.
Both candidates spoke to the concerns of the Black and Latino neighborhoods shaping up as a key battleground in the election. They agree the city needs a more diverse police force and more opportunity for minority-owned businesses. And those weren't the only areas of overlap. Both called for robust sex education in the schools. Both said they'd be tough on banks foreclosing on homeowners. And they had high praise for departing Mayor Tom Menino. By the end of the debate, WBZ moderator John Keller was asking if the candidates had truly distinguished themselves.
And I suspect there may be some viewers who are wondering after this whole hour, what is the difference?
With that, the candidates returned to their original themes, Connolly emphasizing his work as a teacher, Walsh his understanding for the everyday struggles of the city's most vulnerable residents. For viewers just tuning in after the Red Sox game, that was a pretty good capsule of what they'd said before. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Scharfenberg.